I've got to move on. Trust you come back Sunday. Remember that if you haven't been prophesied to and you want to, go to the website. We don't want to leave you out. But I need to prophesy to Marcus
and Joy.
And Joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. As you're coming, one thing I'll say, this God gave this to me kind of after the fact. Marcus, you have a healing anointing in your life. There's a healing gift. So, Susie, why don't you come stand in front of me if you don't mind? You have a healing gift on your life. God says you have healing in you, and you have healing on you. And now it's going to begin to come off of you and minister through you to others.
Praise God.
It's like the real cream anointing. Little dabble, do you? And you're going to pray for people, and you're even going to have word of knowledge.
Thank you, Lord.
Of knowing what's wrong with people before. And you'll say, well, I was thinking about that. But it's not just thinking about it, Marcus. It's a word of knowledge working in your life. He said that you'll lay hands on people and they'll be healed instantaneously. There is a gift of healing upon you. Now, I see the next building that the Lord's going to bring you to. The next building the church will be in. Now, you have to listen to what I'm saying, what I'm not saying. Because I'm very careful about my language. The next building that the church will be in is going to be a large facility that has been used in times past as like a supermarket or a large store. And it's going to be much bigger than you will have need of at the time. But your first thought will be, we don't need this. And the Lord says, that's right, you don't need this. But you're going to move in before you need it, and you're going to erect movable walls.
Come on.
So that you can scale, as the congregation grows, you're going to scale into the capacity of this building until you fill it up. And you'll be in this building until you reach 2,000 people in your congregation.
Glory!
The Bible says that you have permission to enter into a long-term lease. Now notice I didn't say you must do this. The Lord says you have permission.
Wow.
I choose my words very carefully. To enter into a long-term lease on this current building, because when it no longer suits you as a meeting place, you're going to put it to other uses. This building will be a distribution point for the needy. A place where grants and scholarships will be processed and giving out to finance homes, schools, and new business. This building will have many cubicles and offices here where your workers and volunteers work to alleviate poverty and disenfranchisement of the people. And it will be known as a social justice center that will generationally change the lives of the impoverished in this community. And it's only a very small part. Really, it's just about being a good steward of what you've got in your custody. You're just trying to be a good steward. It's not even central to your vision. It's just you being faithful and what God's going to do with your faithfulness. The Lord says you're not called to pastor just a small, struggling little church. You are called to pastor what they will call a mega church with a regional influence. The Lord said you could divide Mississippi into four, drawing the crosshairs right through the center of Jackson. And you are the Southeast Regional Authorities, says the Father. That is your jurisdiction, and that is your operating theater in the gospel. You are an apostle and pastor to this area. And out from here, says the Father, I will give you influence throughout the world as you listen to my voice and do what I say. The day will come that tens of thousands will call you pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord said you will be on speed dial of ministers and ministries that are household names today. They will not go to the Gulf South without making an effort to connect with you and get in front of your people.
Thank you, Lord.
Joy, you're going to write a book. You're going to write many books. Some will be by your own hand, and others will be written or transcribed from messages that you've preached and one particular series that you have taught. Your marriage will be a model for many men and women to draw from and learn by.
Thank you, Lord.
The hallmark of growing your reputation will be success professionally and a wholesome, fulfilled life personally in your home life. I see teams. 10 teams of 2 people each serving this ministry. 10 teams of 2 people each serving this ministry. And this team is already being built, and you know who some of them are. Some of these teams will be husband and wife. Some of these teams will be husband and wife. Other teams will be of single people partnering in the work. And your biggest issue will be the single people as they obey God and pour out their lives like a drink offering. They're not going to be single anymore. And so they're going to be like multiplying and dividing and just kind of doing that all in order.
Amen.
And then no one will work alone. The Lord said your teams will be apart. Now listen to me. If you're one of those in the congregation, you listen to what I'm saying. You will be a part of a set-it-and-forget-it style of leadership where you are given the responsibility, the training, and the backing, and then off they go, knowing that the needs will be taken care of by faithful workers they can trust even when their back is turned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there will be 2 additional teams, 4 more, 2 teams.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There will be 2 additional teams of 2 as well. 1 team will travel throughout the United States as ambassadors of this church. They will help plant and raise up couples, just like people today. They want to start an IHOP. They can have an IHOP in Chicago and an IHOP in Los Angeles. Coming out of Grandview, Missouri, one of the armpits of the Kansas City area, has begun to change the shape of what church looks like in America. It's going to be what IHOP has done in the Midwest, you will do in the Deep South, says the Father. And this couple will be your ambassadors, and they will help plant and raise up couples around the U.S. to start churches in the style and template of ministry that God is giving you. The other couple will travel internationally both to minister and to put feet on the ground to identify worthy missions efforts.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord says, you're not called to hook up operationally with what others are doing.
Come on.
This is what I'm saying. People see you like the fish with the gold coin in its mouth. We can capitalize on what they're doing. The Lord said you are not called to hook up operationally with what others are doing. But instead, they're going to be wanting to hook up with you. Do not make haste to operationally connect with other works. I am covering you. I am the expanse of the heavens, the hoopah. You can look that up and understand that. I don't have time to explain it, says God. Over you to increase what you're doing by my hand, so that man will never be able to say they made you what you are. So there are 10 teams plus 2 equaling 24 elders of a set it and forget leadership. And God says this. God says to the people, particularly those of you that this is your church home. He says, you don't want a part-time Jesus.
Come on.
Likewise, you don't want your pastors to be part-time.
That's right.
You want them to serve you without distraction. I happen to know that Joy and Marcus don't take a full-time income from this church. What the Father says, now you listen to what I'm saying, what I'm not saying. The Father says, this is the time to establish a tradition called the pastor's portion offering.
Come on.
You are to continue giving just as you always have. Don't let that diminish. But ask the Father, over and above what you give, not to go in the offering plate, but to give personally to Joy and Marcus, even laying it at their feet.
Come on. Come on.
Because the Father says the workmen are worthy of their hire. And I even see one of the team members making this their responsibility, because Joy and Marcus will never do that for themselves.
No.
But I see one of the team members say, excuse me, Pastor, I know you're fixing to preach, but today is pastor's portion only.
Thank you.
And the people are going to come forward and they're going to put the money in your hand. You're going to lay the offering at their feet as a part of the vision. And the Lord says, if you will do that, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out upon you a blessing that you cannot contain.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Stop here. Stop here.